Tyler Donaldson. Last week's Ag Outlook Forum numbers confirmed for traders there will be plenty of corn and soybeans remaining at the end of the year. Even with prices trending lower, NAU Country Vice President of Farm Services, Rich Morrison, says farmers don't seem too eager to sell.
At this point, you know, it's early enough in the year. I think most people are still willing to hang on. And I know that's a hard deal when you got a basis contract, especially. That seems to be catching a lot of news that, you know, a lot of the basis contracts that are going to expire here at the end of the month, and you're going to have to roll those, and it's going to be kind of painful to do that. But I still think most people will. And, you know, another alternative strategy might be to sell and buy a call option. At least it limits your downside risk. It still gives you some upside potential. But I would imagine most people are going to hang on and, at this point, wait and see what spring weather does.
To manage risk, Morrison says be aware of changes to the farm program prices.
Definitely. In my visits in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, it sounds like a lot more people looking at you know, canola or small oil seeds, dry beans, you know, contract type crops, moving away from the commodity crops. And that's typical in a year where prices are going down. We typically have seen that 10 years ago, and I've been comparing now to 10 years ago a lot this winter, but certainly we saw that the case back then as well.
You can hear the entire interview on the Red River Farm Network website.
The grains continue.